Sean in Syracuse. What's up, Sean?
Hey, good morning, C-Mac. I got a trade proposal for you for the Yankees.
Okay, trade proposal for the Yankees.
Would you trade Ben Wright, Spencer Jones, and a lottery ticket for Vlad Guerrero?
And a lot? What do you mean by a lottery ticket? I know you're being sarcastic.
You know, some single A minor leaguer.
Yeah, some other minor leaguer. Okay, so an average, whatever other minor leaguer they would take, not a top minor leaguer, but you Spencer Jones and Ben Rice for Vladimir Guerrero, who would be under contract for the rest of this year and next year.
Correct. $20 million
all year. Yeah, you know, you got to pay him, yeah. Yeah, I probably would. Yeah, I probably would.
That's what they need.
He's hot.
And
he's hot right now. I mean, he's been killing it. He's been killing it lately. Let me see if I can bring up his stats. Vlad has been, I know he just, I mean, he's been hot for a while. He just, I saw him hit a home run the other day. Let's see what he's done his last. Yeah, his last seven games. Let's just go. Okay, so ready? His last, on the season right now, he has got 18 home runs, 62 RBIs. He's hitting .296 with an .852 OPS. Those are all-star caliber numbers. They're not what you thought and hoped Vladimir Guerrero would be, MVP-type numbers at .852 OPS. MVPs are in the nines. 18 home runs is a little light for the guy you thought was going to be a premier slugger. But .296 is excellent. On base, .365 is very good. You would just hope the slugging would be a bit higher. But over the last 30 games, he's hitting .322 with a over 900, over 1,000 OPS. Okay, now we're talking. 34 slug and 66. So he's got 1,000 OPS in the last 30 games. And over the last seven games, he's hitting .462 with a 1.1 slugging. That's slugging. He's got a 1.6 OPS in his last week. So, I mean,
that's what we need.
I was the first one. I don't usually do this. I don't usually pat myself on the back or make it about me or say, woe is me. No one cares about me in the overnight. Nobody got me a Fudgy the Whale on my anniversary. Nobody talked about anything. Nobody cares. They don't write stories on me. They barely do videos. And by the way, when you do a video, it gets picked up by Awful Announcing. Maybe you should do a couple more videos that people like Big Mac. Other than Yankee fans who hate Brian Cashman. They hate me. But we'll get there. We're going to get there together, you and I. After he has a unbelievable trading deadline and transforms his team into a World Series champion, me and you are going to be just peachy. I understand that. I don't typically make it about that. But I talked about trading for Vladimir Guerrero the day they traded Biggio away. It had to be a month ago. I was all over it. And yes, I have to admit, you'd have to trade Spencer Jones. Think about Vladimir Guerrero in the middle of this lineup. Like, you're not going to get better than that. Like, the thought process is the people who don't like it don't think he's a bad player. The people who wouldn't like that trade think, oh, great, another superstar, not good enough. You need to balance it out. I'd rather have two or three average guys. But you're not going to get two or three average. Maybe you get two guys. Maybe. But you know what? If you traded Spencer Jones for Vladimir Guerrero, you could still go out there and get Jonathan India for pitching prospects like that. You could get Jonathan India and Vladimir Guerrero. If you're willing to trade Ben Rice as well, Ben Rice and Spencer Jones plus for Vladimir Guerrero, and then you go out and trade pitching prospects or whatever and get Jonathan India, and now you have a third baseman and a first baseman. You cut DJ LeMahieu, and Rizzo's a bench piece. Now we're talking. 158, McMonagle here with you, 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. Yeah, I mean, when I look at Vlad's numbers, he's killing it. Over the last 30 games, he's absolutely killing it. And over the last seven, he's been unbelievable. That's the exact kind. I mean, you put him in here and put him at first base, and you still go out and add another piece. You got him for this year, and you got him for next year. Which makes it more, which is a catch-22 with Soto, Because if you have Vladimir Guerrero here, it makes it harder to sign Soto, but it also gives you a fallback a little bit if you don't sign him. Now, I would still rather have Soto, don't get me wrong. Soto's the better ball player. He's proven that. I believe he's still even younger. Let me see. I believe he's younger. I know Vladimir Guerrero is not old by any stretch. Vladimir Guerrero is... He's born in March of 99, so that puts him at 25, so he's younger. He's younger than Soto. Or they're the same age. I don't know when Soto's birthday is. What's Soto's birthday? Can you look that up for me real quick? Not that it matters who's younger.
Soto's older. He was born in October of 98.
Okay, October of 98. So he's 6 months older. They're roughly the same age. But at least if you had him, it would be a little bit of a like, okay, well, we don't have Soto, but we have Vladimir Guerrero. But on the other flip side of that coin, it makes it harder to sign Juan Soto. But that would change the team. You want to talk about shaking things up? A guy who's outwardly spoken about hating them? A guy who they've competed against? A team in the Blue Jays who they don't like very much? And clearly he doesn't like the Yankees? That shakes things up. And it gives you a dynamic hitter in the middle of that lineup. That's the kind of move you go make.